Blog Talk Radio.
Newsreel of the stars. Dateline Hollywood 1930, the Warner Brothers studio. Here at the studio's new animation department, the artists toiled endlessly to come up with cartoon stars, ultimately creating three new characters, the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot.
Oh, yes!
Unfortunately, the Warner kids were totally out of control. The trio ran amok throughout the studio. Until their capture. The Warner's films, which made absolutely no sense, were locked away in the studio vault, never to be released. As for the Warners themselves, they were locked away in the studio water tower, also never to be released. Publicly, the studio has disavowed any knowledge of the Warners' existence to this very day, when the Warners escaped.
Welcome to Juggalo Radio with your host, Savvy, co-host, Killer G, and the co-host, Psycho Killer, 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 Chris is a faggot, faggot, faggot.
But, anyways, got some fucking new music. This is where the fucking God has returned. And I think we're gonna play this fucking shit right now. Excuse me, like, as long as all hell, and, let's get it out of the way. And when I say the God, I mean the Prince of Darkness, motherfucking Ozzy Osbourne, and Black Sabbath have fucking returned. New album coming out this year. It's a shocker to me, too. But, fucking hell. All I gotta say is, if you're a fan of Black Sabbath, if you're a fan of Ozzy Osbourne, trust me, you're gonna love this fucking track just as much as I did. Here we go. The track is called God Is Dead.
Thank you.
And we are back. Fucking amazing fucking track right there.
Yeah.
Fucking love Ozzy Osbourne. What up, Spaz? Ah, she left.
So, Chris, where are these angry people that were supposed to be, that were supposed to call in?
I have no idea. But that girl that was so ticked off, she blocked me on Facebook, so I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah. Spaz, did you hear about that? We pissed that chick off so much that she blocked Chris.
Oh, well. Because she wanted one of her friends played on Juggler Right Radio and was going to surprise him by getting him played.
I know the story.
Yep.
I already told her. See, right there, so people can't take fucking criticism. I mean, you know, you want us to, you know, to tell you, I mean, you want us, okay, I'm going to tell you now. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're the fucking best artist out there. I mean, hell, I'll even tell Chris, half his music, man, it sucks. And I'll be dead honest, it's half your shit does suck. I mean, your old shit, fucking Gangsta Here, sounds better than the fucking shit you put out lately.
Even though I hate the last verse in that track, and that's why I hate it when that track gets played, but I'm just like, whatever, I don't give a fuck.
You know where I'd be.
But, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, like, we told this fuck, I mean, I always get honest. The dude that, you know, she sent, whose track, I mean, that she wanted us to hear, dude sounds way too much like Lil fucking Wayne. He sucks ass. The mixing and mastering of the fucking track sucked. So yeah, I'm not gonna sugarcoat it and tell you that you're the best artist out there when you're really not.
It's very tempting. I kind of want to hear this track.
No, you don't. Trust me.
Trust me, you don't want to hear it.
No, trust me. You guys make me want to hear it. I like hearing train wrecks. It's like a bad car accident. You can't look away. But you should.
I feel it went perfectly. I could look away and watch George Lopez on HBO. But all I know is, yo, if I ever get a fucking chick that fucking snores in her sleep and creeps in her sleep and farts in her sleep, best believe that bitch is getting kicked out the fucking bed and tossed out the window.
I wonder if these people are actually going to call in and try and be haters.
I don't know.
Hey, I can tell you if she calls in because I know her number, and she probably would call in from her phone.
She that
well, I hope so, because you know what? I'll tell her the same exact damn thing I just...
This has been brought to you by Empire Films.
The fuck?
Okay.
I have no clue. This is for the fuck. Black, Pac-Man, your mama's pimp, BKG, and yeah, and me, what up?
You need to keep a fully loaded 38. Chicks fighting over me, oh God. Now they going head to head like a blowjob. 2-on-1, yup, I fuck the hottest dice. They suck the kids out my dick, call it jaws of life. Girls like Mario Brothers, and it's a shame. They hop on pipe to get to the next level of the game. Black Pegasus, these bitches know the name. The horsepower in the whip, keep me fly, man. Chicks
like Gizmo from Gremlins, legs half the park. They go crazy when you get them wet after dark. I'm big headed, so they follow my ride. I let them stroke my ego, then they swallow my pride. I'm fly with chicks, that's over 21. Damn, I'm too old to be looking this young. But bitches gonna fuck, bitches gonna fuck, bitches gonna fuck. So I give them what they want. Shout out, bitches gonna fuck.
And we're back.
Dude, that was a song?
Yep.
All I heard was white noise.
That's all you ever hear. Yep. Your phone sucks.
Your penis sucks.
Your phone sucks.
Your dildo sucks.
I don't have a dildo. That'd be you.
Yep.
You and your Ethiopian can opener.
Oh,
great. I think everybody should run. The short bus just arrived.
What?
I said the short bus. Yeah, Adam's here.
Oh, I win.
Whoop whoop, motherfuckers.
How's your egg?
It's so good. Like, what I did is I cracked the egg and I put it in the pan with the unmelted butter, like the butter wasn't melted all the way. And I cracked it and I put just a little bit of the egg into the pan and I kind of mixed it around on the pan with the butter. And then I dumped the rest of the egg onto what was in the pan. And it kind of, like, made the egg really good. It was just a really good egg. I shouldn't tell my secret.
An egg is an egg with butter.
Yeah.
Like scrambled eggs.
It was like scrambled eggs with a regular kind of egg on top.
Let me just get the list on how to make an egg.
Yeah.
Come at them.
Yeah.
Hey, call me Lover.
No. No. No.
Where is your big homie?
I like him.
And his brick.
Hey, we got a guest in the room. Guest, sign in. Chat with us. Are you one of the motherfuckers, you know, that was friends with that chick who we told, you know, her homie he claims to make music sucks?
Hate is gonna hate.
I'm happy that we will never hear that again.
I am too.
Wait, what? I wasn't paying attention. What are we not happy to? What are we happy to not listen to again?
That song.
Well,
what
thanks
song?
To fucking Spaz. Now I want to hear fucking 3LW.
Hey,
what's 5, 6, 7, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Yo,
this is Let's from 419 Ohio checking in here. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Yo, this is Let's from 419. Hell yeah, I can hear my voice on the fucking computer.
No, pause your shit on the computer.
Pause
yeah,
it.
Mute the computer because you're going to hear everything repeated right after you say it.
All right, I'll do it. All right, there, I got it.
Color delay.
I've always wondered, you know, what this was about and everything, and I see you always hosting it, so I'm like, man, I better check that shit out.
Oh, yeah, well, welcome to the show.
Hell yeah. Who else we got on the line here?
You got me, Havoc, I'm the host. You got the co-host, Chris. We got Spaz with us. And then we got the man who got dropped off by the short bus, Adam.
Whoa.
Scoop us up. Come on and scoop us up.
Yeah.
Yo. Havoc, I lost my title. What shit is that?
Well, what the fuck did you say?
I lost my title? I'm just Spaz. I ain't like, this is Spaz, a resident co-host nurse person thing anymore. What shit is that?
Okay, fine.
European woman.
Okay, fine.
Jack.
This is our resident nutcase, Spaz.
Go
who is obsessed with dildos.
No, leave my dildo alone. It's good. Don't make me go get it.
European woman. Bad.
Yeah, you know, I'm white, but I turn Ethiopian when I come on this shit.
All right, guys, well, I just wanted to check out and see what this was about. So I want to say whoop whoop to all the people on the line. I hope you all have a good night.
Whoop,
and we'll keep listening
tuned
to your shit, all right?
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop. And that would actually make the editor to shut up with the whole whoop whoop thing, because he says it like 5 times in a row.
Yeah, seriously. Whoop whoop.
She's right on it, too. She's right on it, too, man. Some good shit.
Wait, what?
Whatever happened to that word being one of those Tell Me Box words?
What word?
That M-A-N one?
That was a fucking poopoo ninja, fool.
Oh.
Man?
Yeah, that was a poopoo ninja. So you said it way too much, remember?
Hell yeah, that makes sense.
What a fucking name. Why don't you just call him Shithead?
You know, we actually thought about that a few times.
Yes, we really did.
Peacon.
He couldn't say the color purple. It sounded like poo-poo, so he's poo-poo ninja.
Havoc, I didn't know you were French. I always thought you were black.
Here comes Peter.
Wait. You was always fucking black. Dude, do you not see my fucking profile pic? I'm white.
Well, I'm Ethiopian.
Yeah, you're Ethiopian. The minute I call me up over here, I'm fucking black.
Yeah, you're black. I agree with that statement. You're black.
He's a black.
Do I sound like Ghetto G to you?
Ghetto G is Asian.
Ghetto, you're Asian now. And what's Chris?
A retard.
Well, besides that. Well, Adam, man, I'm about to make your night, and I'm about to make it. And who was a fan of Alice in Chains? Your night's about to be made, too. Because here we go with one of the new tracks from Alice in Chains off the new album coming out this month. I think it's this month or next month, one or two. But here we go. This is Hollow. And we're back.
Yep.
Gotta love fucking Allison Chains.
Damn straight, that was something good, man. That was definitely something good.
Hell yeah. And we got let me see when these are all coming out. Trying to find out here. By the way, new album from Alpha Chains is going to be called The Devil Put Dinosaurs Here. And that is coming out on May 28th.
My broadcast won't be able to buy it, but damn it. Sounds like a good album.
Hell yeah. And he got Black Sabbath's new album coming out on June 11th of this year. It's going to be a deluxe edition.
I haven't heard from Black Sabbath in a while. What the fuck?
And then Megadeth is coming out on June 4th.
Definitely dope.
He's driving.
Hell yeah. And I'm making sure I get all three of these motherfucking things.
Someone's driving a race car. He's making a left turn.
Actually, that was a motorcycle.
Whoa. My mind is wow. I heard something about a cock. She wants a motorcycle cock.
Oh, dear Lord. Adam, get your
head. Wait. Adam, did you just say you want to suck a motorcycle cock?
No, I did not.
Yes, he did.
Homie.
Where's Big Homie when he needs him?
Ain't no cheating on Big Homie allowed.
Unless motorcycle cocks are now vaginas, I do not. Even so, man, if they were ever a cock, I do not at all want anything to do with them. Nothing at all. I just over my head.
Well, do dildos count? Because those are technically cocks.
Do what?
Got you there.
What?
I said, do dildos count? Because they're technically cocks.
Hey, roosters are cocks too. They don't mean them. Fuck that. I can't. Hey, fuck it. I got nothing.
I win again.
I like vagina. I like pussy. I like coochies.
You like cats too? I like kitties. They purr a lot. With backpacks up in this shit.
Oh my gosh. Crazy vagina.
I think for once Adam is speechless.
Which one of you initiated that? Was that ghetto? Which ghetto? That laugh just answers it all. Ghetto, I love you. Call in. I'll make you a sandwich with bacon.
You hear that, Ghetto? Spaz wants to be your bacon.
No. I'll make him a sandwich with bacon. There's a big difference. We were talking about this last night, all right?
We can get as fast as you want to be his bacon.
No, I don't. I've already. No.
And his sausage.
She can't even speak Ray would prove it.
No. No.
Uh-huh.
Ghetto, I'll even do your request for with the sandwich, with the bacon in the kitchen if you call in now.
What kind of request was that? Like, I'm only wondering, if I requested a girl to make me sandwich with bacon.
Let me put it this way, Adam. What would make the fact that a female is making a sandwich with bacon better?
She's naked.
Wow, you're a genius.
That was supposed to be a personal thing, wasn't it? Damn it. Ghetto. Sorry, man. I didn't mean to run game on your game.
What are you kidding? I told you that shit last night.
Yeah, but we weren't on the air.
And I give a rat's ass. I have totally put myself in worse predicaments. I said predicaments. I have.
This is where the bond Facebook.
Ghettoing, getting a sandwich.
Or a naked bacon bomb. Bong. Naked bacon
what? Adam,
what
learn how
to... you trying to say, Adam?
I think he meant to say something naked bacon bong, but I don't know.
That's right.
We need a translator for Adam.
Bong.
I am not going to be a translator, just saying. Oh, I'm starving. I hate y'all. I'm like dead tired to the world because, I don't know, I was somehow magically up until 4 in the morning talking to people, a.k.a. fucking Adam and Ghetto.
Wow.
Shut up, douchebag.
That was just gay.
I would have
really
but Havoc had to work, has to get ready for work by then, so.
Yep.
You make bacon at work?
Well, I hope he made bacon at work, man. I work in a goddamn kitchen.
Do you smoke bong?
No, he makes humans at work.
Are they
no.
Holistic human beings
smoking bong?
No. We cook spazzes at work.
Huh?
Well, that makes sense.
What about spazzes at work? Wait, I wasn't even paying attention to this conversation. What the hell?
I said, no, we cook spazzes at work.
Naked spazzes smoking bongs. That would be a fried bacon spaz smoking bong sandwich.
What?
I think we all follow me here.
I don't think anybody follows you here.
Sweetie, I'm lost. I think everybody else is lost. We took a left turn when we probably should have took a right.
I feel ya. My face is drinking more beer than my fucking mouth is, dude.
You're here.
How the hell do you feel like that?
I don't know, but it's my last beer.
That's the man who put JD in his drink so he could pass a fucking math test.
Hey, do you guys got any schools in your towns that go year-round? We have one school.
Yeah.
Because Molly's go to that school that it's a year-round school.
College?
Yeah, and it's called high school.
Havoc, thank you for that picture.
And fucking junior high and elementary school. I think pretty much almost
all school go all year long, go all year round.
You guys come back from
preschool.
Vacation?
Yeah, preschool, kindergarten.
You guys don't got summer vacation?
No, really?
I didn't. I never got a summer vacation when I went to nursing school.
Well, yeah, nursing school.
22 fucking months of hell.
I'm saying we got one school up here that doesn't have summer vacation or any type of vacation, and it's because of, like, religious values with dealing with Somalians. Like, the fact that they have to have their times to pray, and because they have to have their times to pray, it takes away all the vacation time and adds on school time so that they can have certain times out of the day, days that they can pray.
Fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck
your school. Who is texting me at this hour of ungodliness?
Yeah, fuck school. School never liked me anyway.
Apparently nobody texted. My phone's playing tricks on me. I could have sworn. Wait. That was a Facebook. Whoa.
No.
Oh. I need to sleep. Maybe eat something. I don't know. I don't want donuts, so.
Eat your dodo. That mine. As I'm sure he did.
What?
I said, eat your dodo.
No.
Really,
is this a necessity? Like, legitimate necessity going on here?
But, yeah, in honor of Jeff, our Slayer, yeah, here we go.
What does everybody want?
Turn your phone off while you're on it.
Stalker tendencies.
Belong to Chris, you see.
Nope.
But you know.
You make a thing out of that one for stalker tendencies with people who wear backpacks, foreigners who wear backpacks.
But you know, since you called Ghetto G an Asian, I think this is the perfect track for him.
Yes.
Yeah, Chinese. And what? Yeah, you know who this is. Then, let me tell you this. The days of the pork fried rice and the chicken wings coming to your house 5 years over. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. When the pumps come out, y'all gonna speak Chinese. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. Y'all gonna wanna be Chinese. Y'all gonna learn Chinese. When the pumps go up, y'all gonna speak Chinese.
This is hot shit make up your head, man. I know a bunch of Crips that love red, man. Blood walk in New York, man, things don't change. Stop the chink, the game. This ain't Bruce Lee, I watch too much TV. It's the game of death when I aim for your chest. Yeah, too much sex got me seeing slow motion. Eyes barely open with a roach roasting. And your girl, she loves the gin ocean. Rub it on her body like body shop lotion. What's the commotion? You never seen me? Original chinky IMC. You don't wanna step to the army. Double R rank refugee. And the barrel of the gun gonna make you speak another language. And amigo, I ain't talking about Spanish.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
Ladies.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
From
my eye. Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
Tylowa.
Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese.
Body Tawa.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak Chinese.
This one goes out to those that order four chicken wings and pork fried rice and broke dice in the hood. You think shit is all good till the cowboys roll through like Clint Eastwood. I wish you would come to Chinatown, get lost in town, end up in the lost in town. Eyewitnesses, you must be crazy. We don't speak English, we speak Chinese. And the only po-po we know is the pigs on the hook out by the window. Every time they harass me, I wanna explode. We should ride the train for free, we built a railroad. I ain't the 50 Cent, I ain't the Eminem, I ain't the Jigga Man, I'm a China Man. Ginseng in the palm of my hand, she looked surprised when she saw it in the palm of her hand. You know what's next, safe sex, I'll be damned if I sleep in the flesh with the insects. The moral of the story, don't judge a book by its cover. I know you think that he's fam, he's really undercover. I saw his name on the affidavit. It was written in Chinese, and this is what he said. Tonyan, Tango, Nayonga, Joe So-So. Ran by some local hooligans and thugs, so. Catch them at midnight when they close the shop up. Reading the Ten Commandments, cooking a crock up. Looking small posters all over the walls. If they think you Sammy the Bull, it's over for y'all. Me, I'm just Jin, just doing my thing. Just doing my thing, just doing my thing. Churn so gold, tong my teal jet mo. Rise their beef everywhere I go. I'm drunk screaming, can we all get along? My ladies with the thongs, the thugs with the firearms.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
All the ghetto.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
All the suburbs.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
Yeah.
When the pumps come out, y'all gon' speak Chinese. Y'all gon' learn Chinese.
Tylowa.
Y'all gon' wanna be Chinese.
Body Tawa.
Y'all gon' learn Chinese. When the pumps go off, y'all gon' speak Chinese.
Little Joe Tanzan.
Play my song.
Well, bow to your partner.
And bow. And bow to the corner.
Then all join hands, circle left.
I got that.
Pay my phone.
us. Whether it's faithful or disgraceful, yeah, as long as everybody did a faithful. Some of us were the best happens, others do for the children.
But everybody thinks they murder is thrilling.
Great detective of mankind, but great is the mystery.
Murder's what we talking about, and always will be.
Has dropped off Adam again.
What? No.
Yes.
No. Jeff Heyman passed away.
Yeah, I mean, know. That's why I played the Slayer track.
Yeah, well, my blondness didn't know, so.
Yeah, you're definitely blonde, right?
Yeah, he died the same day as one dude in that group, Crisscross.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody gives a fuck about Chris Cross.
Yeah,
I'm freezing.
Chris, the dude that died in Chris Cross, that's his own fault anyways.
I didn't even know what the hell happened. I didn't know he died.
I saw this shit. What the fuck is Chris Cross?
Some 90s rap group.
Jump.
Okay.
Yeah. I was gonna. Unfortunately, you know, Adam kind of fucked up that track as it is. So, nice one there, Adam. You fucked that one up. But yeah, the dude that died in Chris Cross, you know, that's his own fault since, you know, the motherfucker decided the night before he died to take cocaine and heroin in the same fucking night.
Well, people want an eight ball. What do you expect?
Yeah, you know what? Motherfucker OD'd on it. So, oh well.
My face itches. And I'm freezing.
So itch it. But, yeah. If Juggles want to hear anything else, let Ghetto G know. And he'll let me know, or he'll play it, one or two.
Don't let Ghetto G know. What's Ghetto G know? Absolutely nothing. I mean, I love you, don't hurt me.
Yeah, he's going to sit on you next time he sees you. Or whenever he sees you. Either that, or he'll just send Chris to your house.
Freaking horrible stalker tendencies right there.
Yeah, stalkers.
No, I pass on that.
Well, Chris, unmute Ghetto G.
I'm not even on the soundboard right now. Facebook's pretty dumb for me.
You dumb motherfucker.
Well, someone unmute the man.
Chris,
I unmuted him. I unmuted him. It's just doing this stupid time ticker thing.
Uh-huh. You gave him put him in the penalty box.
How would I put him in a penalty box if he was unmuted?
I believe somebody has a death wish this evening.
Who's that?
Yeah. Adam.
That wasn't Adam.
Close.
Or could it be Chris?
Why would it be Chris?
Told you, it's me.
Well, get us what you say. Why wouldn't it be Chris?
Because this time, he didn't do anything.
What did I do?
You know what he did.
You didn't make him a sandwich.
Is it because I'm denying you the sandwich love right now?
Yeah, the sandwich.
Well, hell, man, where the hell's the damn sandwich at?
You don't get a sandwich.
Yeah, speaking of which, you don't. Since you're making him a sandwich, make me a sandwich.
No, fuck you.
Fine. First.
Sorry, I'm only contracted to make Ghetto G sandwiches.
She pretty much came to that conclusion herself. And,
yep.
And I just kind of agreed with it.
On that case, guys, we'll get the thing in Chrissy's house.
Oh, why? Why?
Why?
For love of God, don't. I still won't make you a sandwich, but don't do it.
What would you really do if he showed up at your house?
I would hold a 12-barrel shotgun to his face. And yet, barrel. Not a 2-barrel, but a 12-barrel.
and then, of course, Chris would say, don't shoot me. I'm a music artist.
Oh, shoot. You know what? Chris kind of looks like a foreigner. We could strap a backpack and send him on him.
No, send me to Busted V.
No. Spaz, he is a foreigner. What are you talking about?
Man, earlier I was actually thinking about, you know, slapping a backpack on and putting a towel over my head. I mean, I got this beard going on, so.
You have to do it.
But then if I would put that on the internet or something, people would really think I was a terrorist. And yeah.
This is why all you got to do is just send it to fucking Busta B.
I don't know, he might send a quote back to me.
Yeah, he'll send some angry Facebook quote to you and get his bitches after you again.
Yeah, that sounds like Busta B, all right.
I don't know. I ain't really trying to hate on him. I'm just being a dick, you know, using his shit that he said to me against him.
Of course.
You know, because it's fucking hilarious whenever, you know, somebody says something to you and then you use it back, you know, in like a picture or something, and they won't know what to do.
Yeah, like Adam. Big homie, you look good.
That was awesome. He's supposed to have Big Homie's page.
I've never said that.
Man, Big Homie's on Havoc's page, man. He'll see it eventually.
Yeah.
I've never said it.
You said it yesterday.
You did
I
last
heard
night,
you.
Though. Yeah. No, I didn't.
Admit it. Will you already? Big Homie is your lover. My God.
You said that last night.
We're all witnesses to it. Big Homie might love my love, but he's not my lover. He's not my type.
You said that you love him all soapy and wet washing dishes.
You did.
Bottom line is, he's a dude, and he don't have a pussy.
I'm sure he does. Maybe he may purr, too, and be fuzzy.
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't know what to say to that.
Plus, I should have asked, okay, so who's the girl in the relationship? Is it you or the Big Homie?
Is it you or the Big Homie?
There ain't no relationship. There ain't no relationship.
I don't say Big Homie.
So it's like a friends with benefits type thing.
It's more like I'm scratching.
So sometimes you're the girl, sometimes he's the girl. Got it.
They like to, you know, keep it fresh, you know, keep it interesting.
More like I'm a scratch and sniff sticker.
It all makes sense now.
Oh yeah, Ghetto, how about the fact that Chris was checking with me to make sure that the fucking Relic and Body Hunter interview was still on, even though it's his interview?
Why is he checking with you? How are you gonna know?
I was trying to make sure that nothing else came up that would, you know, adjust the date, you know, on his end, like some other interview, you know what I mean? That's why I was checking first.
Well, what lovely interview. Or, I mean, a lovely day is this again?
That would be May 10th.
May 10th.
Balls.
By the
in
way,
your mouth.
By the way, Chris, you do realize you just gave Gilgi a perfect good reason to take a nap that day.
Man, I tried to take one the other day, but then it didn't happen as usual.
No, but we got fucking Jugatti, who looks at the fucking Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
I tried to take a nap during that, too. But, like, even wasting all that time, the show was still on.
I don't know, but just the fact, I think the fact that Jugatti admitted that he listens to Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Hey, man, you asked the person a question on what embarrassing things he listens to. That's what he told you.
Yeah, along with disco.
Nobody listens to disco. Now let's go. Anyway.
I mean, how do you play a disco song on the soundboard? Because I know you have like 100 of them on there.
Here, I'm going to take this from Chris. Name 5 disco songs that are actually good.
Chris, you realize he asked you that, not me.
No. I asked anybody that wants to answer the question.
Yeah, I'm giving Havoc the Jeopardy theme until he can name 5.
Or at least one.
Now.
I'll give you one.
How about Staying Alive?
It's the only one you can. That's the only one you know, man. It's not even fair.
But
okay,
I don't know any,
name 2.
Man, I don't know any fucking disco songs. Do I look like a fucking disco freak like fucking Fandango?
He's not into disco.
Oh, and funny thing, my WWE 13 Fandango is the WWE champion.
No. You gotta breathe in the A's.
Who gives a fuck? He won the WWE Championship in Universe mode, and I just simulated it for like 3 months.
Well, that's not good. I made him ECW champion, actually. But so, how do you feel about the next game? They're going to continue the Attitude Era into the Invasion.
Fucking violent.
And then, the whole Ruthless Aggression era.
No. You mean Toothless Aggression.
No, you can't say that. He doesn't exist in that company.
Well, guess what else I'll say? Toothless! I will go to Raw or SmackDown, what is it? I'm fucking going with a fucking Christopher Wall sign saying Toothless Aggression.
And I can guarantee you he's not going to be on the game.
He'll freeze up just like he does in WWE 13 when you try.
No. Those are creative people. I'm talking like, you know, one of the people included in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course. That's never going to happen.
Kind of like other people are talking about how they don't have the, you know, rights to the people that were in that.
Exactly. So,
watch the fucking thing.
I think Sad Lake listening to Havoc Fish.
I guess so. She got real excited about that.
Yeah, she did.
Anyway, since the DJ was slacking earlier and wouldn't play this song, I guess I'm going to play it now.
What does everybody want?
Is this really the song?
Oh my god! He's wrong with him for you!
This better be a song, Havoc. It better turn into a song, Havoc.
So happy and glad to see that all the people of all age groups, especially the young people, are joining to keep on with the tradition. And I've been singing for the last 20 years, and it's so nice to see this happening.
I try to explain what yodeling means. I mean, in my bad Swiss English, of course. The yodeling normally is one part of a song with some text where we explain something very traditional about our mountains, about our flowers. And the second part is yodeling. That's real yodeling where it's no text, actually.
The yodeling is something that you do on your neck. It's not just the stomach or something. It comes from the neck.
Good though, it's scared of Adam.
So what exactly is that shit that you keep making me play?
Yodeling. Brought to you in part by Antonio Cesaro.
Why would you even find that?
I think Antonio Cesaro is his version of Fandango.
Jeez, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know, you have Chris to thank, for actually sending me the links. Like I said, on a good note, it made Adam hang up. Have you ever noticed? It made Spaz quiet.
Apparently.
Spazzy.
Mm.
Did you enjoy the yellow one?
No, it put me to sleep.
Well, what if you do, don't queef.
Roberto, you're in the most uncomfortable spot in the world. Move, you stupid stuffed penguin.
Why are you sleeping on penguins?
That's, no. That's... Roberto is my stuffed ball penguin thing. It's a little stuffed animal. My ginger got it for me while he was in New York one day.
Interesting.
So apparently, Ain't No Haters gonna hate tonight.
Nope. I'm gonna take a good and say that, you know, they're too afraid. Yeah, that, you know, the fact that that chick actually blocked fucking Christian just because of the fact, you know, we said her dude sucks.
Why is it that we always have problems with people on Chris's page?
I have no
because
clue.
Because all the people on my page are bitches, basically.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Including Chris.
I do not have a second account, so that does not work.
Well, then maybe you should make one.
Yeah.
How do we know you don't, man? You might have one.
I don't have extra accounts.
It's possible.
Very possible.
Mm.
Said skeletons of society.
I'm dying.
Well, you should probably go outside.
Ghetto, come save me.
Hell no.
Make you a sandwich.
How you make me a sandwich if you're dying?
Well, fine, Spaz. You know, if you really want somebody to save you, we'll send Chris to save you.
No!
I can be your Superman.
I'm going to take a guess and say Chris is your kryptonite there, Spaz.
Oh, dear Lord.
He's all fucking dead now.
Put anthrax on a tampons and slap you till you can't stand. Girl, you just blew your chance.
Really, Ghetto, you still... Thinking of the lyric song.
Huh? No, do you not know that song?
I do know that song.
All right. Well, then you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, she probably does. She probably does.
Enrique Iglesias' song Hero popped in my head right now.
I can be your hero.
Oh, yeah, Ghetto, sing it. I love that voice. That's so hot.
I don't even know the words. How does it go? I'll sing it.
So we're doing horrible karaoke night on the Go Rider Radio.
I can be your hero, baby. I don't even know how it goes.
I kiss the baby.
I don't even know the
I think
Spaz
is doing better. Doing
you can take my breath away. Am I in too deep?
I'm just going to laugh at that.
Have I lost my mind?
Yes.
You never had one.
You're here tonight. Don't worry, Fez. My part.
Chris will be there very shortly.
Nope.
All I ever wanted. All I ever needed. Yeah. Tell me what to do now. When I want you back, Danny dear.
What the fuck?
Oh, you know what that is, Chris. Don't lie.
No, I do not.
Show me the meaning of being lonely. It's just a feeling I need to walk with. Tell me why you can't be there where you are.
You know, the scary thing is, she knows the words.
Unfortunately, she does.
Dude, I'm such a boy band groupie. It's not even funny. So, yes, I know the words.
You still are, remember? I mean, hello. You own a Justin Bieber toothbrush.
No, I got rid of that. I don't own it anymore.
I call it bullshit.
Oh, anymore, but still you own it.
Yes, I will openly admit. Yes, I owned a Justin Bieber singing toothbrush. I am totally man enough to say that I would totally rock out when I would brush my teeth to Justin Bieber singing in my head.
Well, folks, you just heard it up on here. Spaz has admitted she's a man.
Yep,
we all heard that.
I'm a dude because I like Justin Bieber.
Yeah, so Chris, that's all you.
Nope.
Oh, whoa. I'm changing my sex back to female now. Thank you. We can leave all the gayness up to Big Homie and Adam. We're good with that.
Yes, we should leave it to those two.
Chris just doesn't know his sex yet.
And I don't think he will.
He's still a mystery.
You know, Ghetto, I think, you know, for the cover of the mystery box, we should have used a picture of Chris.
No.
Just because
they should use a picture of Havoc because he's like a midget.
We could use his face for the next album cover. We'll call the mixtape Funny Looking Nigga.
Or we could use Havoc on the one after that. Funny Looking Nigga Wicked.
No, see, that would be racist.
Yeah.
That was just wrong, dude. That was just wrong.
Then the black folks won't download our stuff.
Yeah, and then we just have to kill Chris.
That's not horrible.
Not horrible at all.
And send them off to the skeletons of society.
Oh, it's a song.
Are all I see, fragments of what used to be.
one of the fucking best tracks off of Seasons in the Abyss from Slayer. I think we put Spaz asleep. Chris, go wake her up.
I'm too busy waiting for my iPhone to add a new song onto it.
You can just, you know, walk away from it. And, it'll just do it on its own.
Well, I'm trying to see if it actually works being on the phone while it's doing it. I have no clue if it will or won't.
Well, laugh if it doesn't.
It already is. Copying these 15 tracks pretty damn quick.
But, yeah, I could have told you it works even, you know, while you're on the phone.
It's the first time I ever tried.
Ooh. So, Ghetto, how do you feel about Sting facing Bully Ray for the title?
Who the hell cares?
I think we've been better off being Matt Morgan versus fucking Bully Ray.
Well, that would have been if he didn't go to sleep.
Yeah, this is true. Motherfucker passed the fuck out.
He said, fuck this, I'm never going to win.
Yeah. But at least Kurt Angle finally shut fucking D'Lo Brown up.
D'Lo Brown's going to get kicked out of Aces and Eights.
Yep. They lost their VP. Oh, well.
He's going to go back to the Nation.
The TNA Nation.
Did he just say the TNA Nation, really?
Yep.
Well, because it's not like he's ever going to get back in WWE.
He could if he wanted to.
Well, he probably won't go back.
What the hell are they going to do with D'Lo Brown if he comes back?
I don't know.
Have him dance. Like, who the hell is that guy?
How does music go now? How does music go? You're looking at the real deal now. Is that him?
Yeah.
Come down, bobbling his head and shit.
Have him dance at Rose Clay.
No. They need to pull the plug on that.
They really do.
They need to make fucking Burns Clay a heel already.
Man, he was. But then he came back as that.
Yeah. Back as a fucking dancing moron.
Just like Havoc's favorite wrestler.
Actually, that'd be your favorite wrestler since, you know, you're always, you know, pulling for him.
So he's always pulling him?
Nope.
Yeah. But a very special track uploading just for Ghetto G here.
No joy.
What, the fried chicken song?
I don't know, I can't handle two amazing tracks in one night.
And, of course, you realize the fried chicken song's already on the soundboard, right? So how the fuck
that? Yeah, I've known that.
How the fuck am I gonna upload it? Notice you got quiet after that question.
Yeah, because they don't respond to stupid questions.
Oh, I mean, you know, you did. I mean, you know, you did give a stupid answer.
Now, Chris, there's no stupid
questions. Well, to get a stupid answer, you have to ask a stupid question.
No, Chris, there's no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Yeah, Chris.
I agree. Adam.
Definitely Adam.
Yeah, actually, Adam fits that way better.
I think Spaz died.
I think he has been dead for a while.
For a while.
Wake your fucking retarded ass up.
Or you can mute her and unmute her and see if that wakes her up.
I doubt that's going to wake up anybody, Chris.
Probably wouldn't.
I mean, come on, man. She's used to hearing Gilgi's voice by now.
Good point.
So, you know, her hearing Gilgi say muted, unmuted, won't wake her up.
See you later, Spaz.
Goodbye, Spaz. Rest in pieces. Yeah.
So this person posted a picture up of her buying food from Burger King and the chicken not cooked at all.
Well, that's awesome.
Fantastic service at Burger King.
Yep.
That's why you don't get chicken.
Like,
Wait. Did Chris just say that's why he doesn't date chicken?
That's why you don't get chicken at Burger King.
But it's like they took a raw piece of chicken and just put breading over it.
They probably did.
That's why Burger King is fucking gross.
That's why I don't get chicken from Burger King.
Anything.
No, I mean, you know, they got some good stuff, though. Where you go get a... Okay, that didn't work.
It's a good song.
Yeah. Fucking face... Fucking blow talk is really fucked up. Because now we got fucking D'Lo Brown on the fucking soundboard 3 times. And I only uploaded it once.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Same thing goes to fucking Slayer. Uploaded it once, it's up on here twice.
Well, blame Blog Talk.
Nah, blame Spaz. Or Adam.
Just blame them both.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan there, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Refreshing the soundboard. Opening up iTunes.
Be here forever.
Sure, I agree. Oops, our engineers are trying to fix the problem. Fuck off, Flow Talk. This is why Flow Talk is so fucking retarded.
Uh-oh, somebody said Iron Man 3 was awesome, but it's probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
And now Happy's going to go see it.
Cause,
man, I gotta work. What the fuck are you talking about? I gotta go see it. I want to kill him.
Iron Man is just weak, man.
You're just going to go stream it anyways.
Yeah, I'll just bootleg it.
I've never seen the first two.
I never cared to see the first two.
Well, there's that, too.
But apparently Havoc does.
But Thor 2 looks good, though.
Never saw the first one.
I did. Also,
because
I fucking bootlegged it
too.
I fucking bootlegged that shit just to fucking check it out.
But of course, why wouldn't you bootleg it?
Yeah, why not?
You're looking at the real deal now. Gonna kick your sorry ass out on the street.
You don't, because, you know, you didn't start watching until 2003.
I'm saying you probably have one from TNA.
No, they're all absolutely all WWE.
Wow. One was what, The Nation?
And then the other one was You Better Recognize. Time I can play that one or not, and go you can see, and you can see if you recognize that one or not. Thank you. But Baltic was fucking hating me as well, my dad, because shit never wants to work. Well, here you go.
I think you better recognize it. I think you better recognize it. I think. Stop reading wrestling things.
I wasn't reading anything. I just went to WWE.com and I saw his profile was back up.
Yeah, but he's not signed back to the WWE just yet.
Well, I mean, it's pretty much think it's a highly likely situation he's getting back signed to him.
Maybe, maybe not. You never know. After several followers on Twitter questioned the recent addition, MVP responded, I have said before and maintained that I remain on good terms with WWE, and a return at some point is always a possibility. Which means, you know, which means he's not signed to the WWE. So there's a good chance where he might not be signed.
And apparently Orlando Jordan got released from TNA. And so he's working in the indie scene again.
Yeah. Probably still keeping up his stupid gay fucking routine.
I totally forgot he was a gay character in TNA until I saw the Pink Titan going through the TNA thing. He's like, yeah, oh, he's that gay dude from TNA.
Well, actually, he's actually not gay. He's actually bi.
Well, that's why he's no longer there.
Yeah, probably.
Because they tried to exploit that in the storyline.
Pretty much.
Oh, so that's who the hell that person was. I had no idea who the fuck he was.
And that's why Ghetto stopped watching TNA.
I remember seeing that gay shit, man. I remember that.
And that's why Ghetto stopped watching TNA, right?
Probably almost as bad as, like, you know, Dude Loves, what was that, Love Shack thing or whatever the fuck.
But that was just terrible.
pretty much like the same thing, except, like, Dude Love wasn't gay.
Exactly. Man, I got all the Pope and fucking let go. the Pope contract expired on January 1st, and he would not be re-signing with the company.
Who?
Well, that's good.
The Pope. D'Angelo De Niro, a.k.a. Elijah Burke, from fucking the crappy ECW.
The last person that Chris Benoit fought before he killed people.
Yeah.
Good job, Elijah Burke.
But hey, there's a good chance where, you know, Elijah Burke might end up becoming like, the next, what's his name, David Otunga.
He might be the next David Otunga?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
What, the next wrestler who can't win a fucking match and just is in movies because he's married to somebody famous?
No, the fact that Elijah Burke got his degree with high honors in criminal justice.
Where the hell is the damn picture of SpongeBob with the damn rainbow? Nobody.
Oh, fuck.
Nobody cares.
So now Gil's chasing rainbows.
Apparently.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, Havoc. All right?
Don't go chasing golden showers, Gil.
That's why I stay away from you.
Nice.
I wonder what Gilgi would do, like, you know, if he met a chick that wanted to piss on him.
Get out.
Put it in the back of the fucking head.
Ain't no way that's happening.
Get OG could be in the reverse role of fucking R. Kelly.
Yeah, no.
Instead of Gil G pissing on a 16-year-old, the 16-year-old pissing on Gil G.
Wait, what? 16-year-old?
Yeah, remember fucking R. Kelly pissed on a 16-year-old chick?
Why would I be with a 16-year-old?
I don't know. Why was Chris with a fucking 16-year-old?
You just told me I would be with a 16-year-old. What the fuck are you thinking?
Yeah, what the fuck, Havoc?
No, I mean, you know, if R. Kelly pissed on, you know, a legal chick, that would be different.
What kind of sick fetishes are you into?
I don't know. Ask
what the hell, Havoc?
Ask R. Kelly.
Why would I ask him? I asked you.
Yeah, why would we ask R. Kelly for your fetishes, Havoc?
Why would he know?
What? Is he related to you or something?
I'm sorry, I'm not that retard that we took this quote-unquote related to fucking Birdman and fucking Lil Wayne.
Is he part of your fetish? Is that why you're telling
me? Apparently those two fucking are part of his fetish.
Hell no. I would fucking stab fucking Lil Wayne in the fucking head.
I meant R. Kelly, but
Kelly took him. I think I get some R. Kelly off onto Lil Wayne and Birdman.
But hey, if you want them in there too, that we're not here to judge.
So he wants to fetish with all three of those guys in him.
Actually, you know, I do have a fetish where, you know, you can all three of them in a fucking one big ass fucking box with a goddamn bomb, a fucking nuclear bomb.
You know, you would take like your whole city out.
But you know what? But you know what? Think about this. But wait. Think about this. At least Lil Wayne would be dead.
And possibly you would be too.
And you would be too. There's no possibly about that.
You just said that you would use a nuclear bomb, man. Fucking.
That would blow up
too,
your whole
man.
City. That would blow you up too.
Not if I'm outside the state. It won't touch me.
Good luck with that.
All right, let's just hope that it isn't, you know, that powerful, I guess.
You never know how far that aftershock's going to go, too.
Well, with any luck, they'll go to fucking Washington and kill fucking Obama.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Of course not, because that dude's fucking retarded and hates Eskimos.
No, because it would have to go the whole way through Pennsylvania to get to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but, you know, still versus against fucking Eskimos.
Yeah.
For a minute there, I had to figure out how to fucking spell Obama's name.
Wow.
How the hell can you be that fucking stupid? O-B-A-M. What the fuck comes after the M?
Maybe because of the fact I don't give a fuck about Obama. You know how to spell
and maybe that means you can't spell the state like Alabama, which has the last four letters of the Obama part in it.
No, I got you spell Alabama, man.
Sometimes I close my eyes and I can't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely correct.
That seems like you right now. You can't spell Obama.
Oh, yeah.
It's five letters. Three are vowels.
I don't think this is Obama.
No, that's my fucking iTunes because I'm fucking putting on my music up in this shit. and it's all got to be converted.
Let's see.
So it went from Mad Child to fucking Cut Calhoun to I don't know what the fuck coming up next. I wonder what would happen if I told Adam to text Spaz.
Dude, he talked to her all night last night.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So I think if he wanted to text her, he could.
I don't know. I don't think he's that smart to get on the work of fucking phone.
Man, I really hate stupid statuses. This one, for example. Newport time! Really?
Something about to smoke up a Newport, then. They really need to tell us about it. Take forever to put this thing up, fucking add on.
Woo.
But it must be done in order for me to update my iPod. And so we can have new music to wake my ass up to.
See, this status was almost perfect until it ended in yo.
Must be Victoria.
No, it's another white girl that, you know, tries to talk black, I guess.
She definitely thinks she's black with her L word.
With her L word. What are you talking about? L word there, Chris.
I'm not saying Victoria's word. That word annoys the fuck out of me.
Yeah, we're not talking about
it. Legit does.
Exactly.
So, Ghetto, how did Juggles enjoy the show?
Oh, I guess she liked it.
Yeah, so much she stayed in under a guest instead of signing in.
Point is, the person was listening.
Yeah. Unlike the fucking angry mob that was just calling the JR and ruined the show.
That just would have been funny, man.
I asked, so what are you guys going to do exactly? Oh, you'll see, LOL. Okay, nothing. Wow.
I saw what they did. They blocked you when they ran away.
They did a bitch move. Aww.
Fucking hilarious.
Exactly.
The fact that the fucking bitch blocked you is funny in itself, but the fact that she blocked you because of the fact we told her that her boy's music sucked. It's even funnier.
Like, she basically was saying that you're a whack host, just like that. And it's like, so whatever, this isn't between me and you. Like, I said that, but I really didn't give a shit.
You're a whack host blocked. Because you said you didn't like a song?
Yep. Okay, get on.
And you don't know what real music is. Like, she said something like that, I'm like, I'm not even saying this shit. Like, who the fuck cares?
I don't know what real music is. Lil Wayne is not real music, and the fact that dude sounds like Lil Wayne, and
apparently it was the fact that he looks up to Drake and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
So what the hell brought this on, though? Where the hell did this bitch come from?
He's been one of your friends for a while, but who the hell cares?
Well, why did it all of a sudden become this big thing?
Because she wanted her boy plate, so she'd call him and tell him to tune in. And it didn't work.
Yeah, because of the fact that I told her he sucked.
Well, here's the thing. is he a juggalo?
I don't think so.
No.
Why would these people come to a juggalo radio station and expect...
I think she was just thinking because of the fact that I'm close to a radio show that, you know, I think that's how she was thinking.
And expect us to play a song of people that are inspired by Lil Wayne.
I don't know.
That was their first mistake, coming to a juggalo radio station. Second mistake, giving us an artist that, you know, is like that.
Third mistake, she's just fucking retarded since she was born.
But no, we keep talking about this, man. I want to hear what the hell does it do sound like.
Like,
please don't play it again.
I want to see how bad it is. Shit, I had to listen to German, motherfucker.
Yeah, man, we both did.
So I just sit through some shitty ass things on here.
And German's just fucking retarded as all hell. He's in, well, probably dead by now. I mean,
I want to see if this person's really bad or if Havoc's just saying that he sucks because he doesn't want to play.
Trust me, he's bad. I said he had no skills in mixing and mastering.
Let's hear this.
Let me see. Like, I mean, come on. The fucking title of the track is called "Bitches Lotta Twerk."
Okay.
That should be enough.
That song title is bad enough.
That should show you how bad it is without it being played.
Man, you ain't even gonna play it on here, man. Just send it to me or something.
Well, guess what? It's gonna get put up on here for a bit.
Oh, great. Now he's actually getting on the radio then.
And Divi can spaz us to hear it.
Well, then tell Spaz that we played it, and she just, you know, while it played.
I'll tell her we played it again because she was gone.
I'm gonna steal a line from that person that posted on your newsfeed, Ghetto. Newport time.
That would be Wicked Flynn.
Yeah, no one cares about her.
A lot of people care about her. Of the African American kind.
Yeah. And the Victoria kind, the Monica.
Oh, God.
Why do you keep talking about Jazz's ex-girlfriend?
Never in my life would I have dated that thing.
Well, you would have, you know, when she's back, you know, when she's known as Raven.
Even then, it was iffy.
Oh, yeah.
Having put date her at that time.
Hell nah.
Wow, I think that's the first woman I've ever heard having say hell nah to.
I said hell nah to a few people. Where the fuck you been at?
Well, besides the obvious ones.
I mean, you know, the only way I'd ever fucking fuck the Monica is if I'm drunk, high, and it's a complete moron.
There you go. Here's a picture for Havoc of fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It says, one date with me and ladies get hooked.
Nice.
On the way.
No, you're the one who said it, Avik.
No, I said
you have
mint.
To explain to us.
No, Chris, I said mint.
Mint.
And we heard 10.
No, Chris heard, no. You heard 10. Get unless you heard the word mint.
Yeah, I heard what he said, jeez.
But here you go, Ghetto.
www.psbeats.com. Make your billboard hits.
Lot of twerk. Lot of twerk. I said these bitches lot of twerk. Lot of twerk. I told them I'ma put in that work. I told them I'ma put in that work. Okay, bitches lot of twerk. Bitches lot of twerk. These bitches lot of twerk. And while these bitches twerk, I told them I'ma put in that work. I'ma put in that work. Some I know them hoes love this, okay. Booty looking so good,
so good.
No drawers on with them leggings. Any bitch ain't trying to twerk. Then you know she getting a step in. I said bitches love to twerk. I love a bitch that love to twerk. Shorty, if you don't love to twerk, I don't think it's really gonna work. All these bitches know that I'm ballin'. Being broke, man, I'm bad at it. Another bad bitch started to stop my day, cause she suck the shit like she mad at it. Big ass, I throw cash at it. Fuck around, I throw cash at it. Show that love that ass, I'm addicted to a hair, a ass at it. Dance, make her dance. Like I'm Juicy J, and I believe in having sex all day. Okay, hard dick, can't wet pussy. Go together, look at cookies. So why you keep popping? I'ma keep watching, fuck around and jump in the pussy. Bad bitches love to twerk, bitches love to twerk. All these bitches, they be fucking shit as long as I'm fucking first.
Okay,
bitches love to twerk.
What'd you think?
people on that song?
No, it was just one person.
Well, how is it the first one? I yes. And then the next person, you can actually understand what they're saying.
I don't know.
But all in all, yeah, it's one of them songs that I don't like to hear, even on MTV.
And all he said was bitches, 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 bitches. All he said was the same damn thing a million times. If he didn't have the word bitches in that song, it'd just be like, there wouldn't even be five words in the song without
man,
the word bitches.
Now you sound like Big Homie, man. He said
yeah.
that about my song.
Big Homie would love that song.
Wait. You know what, Chris? I think we need to remind you of something here.
What, the Big Homie hates every song?
Here it comes. Brace yourself.
No, not that, Chris. This.
Gangsta here.
There it is.
The high girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girl. Y'all know who I be. Gangsta here with the high girl. Y'all know who I be.
Too hot in the area, falling from hysteria. I don't want to marry ya.
Go ahead and turn that off. Don't
talk. Yanked here.
Even with that mix up right there, I don't know. The original's better.
Well, you know, you didn't send me the original, you sent me the remix.
You have the original.
Huh?
You have the original.
No, I think I deleted. No. I think Chris deleted it off the soundboard.
I deleted the original off the soundboard because I didn't want to hear it anymore.
You asshole.
Ghetto, just re-upload it. Under something he can't find.
Under something he can't find. You find everything. What the fuck isn't he going to find?
There's probably a lot of things he won't find.
And how the hell, if he finds everything, has he not found the noises of his ex-girlfriend?
Man, just give him time. He finds everything else.
That would take him forever. Because apparently he hasn't found it yet. It's been up there for like 5 months.
If he really wants to find it, he'll find it.
This is very true, Griff.
Because he was determined to find where I put some, and look, he found it. Did not stop until he found it.
Too hot in the area.
I don't even know where the fuck that song is at.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I could probably find it if I look for it, but I'm not going to.
I'm at home on my computer.
I definitely have it somewhere in mine, but I ain't looking for that shit.
We get that story every time. It's somewhere on my computer, but I'll never find it.
No, I hate the track because I'm not looking for it.
No, but, you know, get old, find it, and put that on the soundboard. Just see you.
Oh, there it is.
Please.
That was easy enough.
Here you go, Chris.
There it is.
Yeah, Gangsta here. GG.
Wow.
Type.
There, I'll never find that.
Chasing golden showers.
Do you freaking lock the door when you go in there?
yeah, I will. After you slam it short.
Why? Who the hell's gonna come in?
Hello, ladies. Here's the deal. Welcome to Tech Nine's tour bus. Before you get on this bus, there's a couple rules you need to follow. Leave all your cell phones with me. There will be no tweeting, no Facebooking, no playing the PlayStation, no Instagram, no YouTubing. Whatever happens on this bus, stays on this bus.
What's up? It's me, Caribou again.
Tech Nine?
Kansas City fucking hooligan. If you the keep cool and true to doing the fool, my friend, you'll begin boozing and choosing women that we do and do again. Only if they hold us the secrets, they crossing over the beaches and up and go. Where we eating, we rocking rollers. Deep in the thoughts we go, but no tweeting. She lost her mobile and geeking because we showed her. Freaking across the globe, a new weekend, we up in Boulder, Colorado. All my soldiers got a bottle and some hoes with a wobble from Sticky Doja. Hella bobble, hands bitches, they motto is let's kick it. Colorado's a red district full of brothels and med fixes. Yo, we gotta hide, you see, we get no privacy. Why would she ride with me, tweeting straight lie to me? I don't know what, who she sleeps with, but all I know is don't you tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you. Don't
tweet this.
I would hate to kick it and then erase you. Cause you wanna go to one of those social networks and go state to facts about my nature. I gave to see you later. Ooh, this bitch is shaking the table.
Miss at me, cause you risked it, be listed with a twist pick, stick at me. When you missed it, you scripted me. When I gotta move invisibly, you violated, you fly away. Simple cause I am stealth. If I'm your date and we try to make it, keep it to your damn self.
Get our nudie on, quiet, we can truly bone. And I'll be pushing all your buttons like movie phone. Act like you belong, creeping in my groovy home, drinking Bulu, we gone every weekend, all my groovies on. Way of life, keep it neat, tricks. If you in the beast mix, you don't see shit. And you will get the least bit of resistance. We pick who we see fit, but yo,
don't tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Yeah. It is what it is, baby. No, I don't want a lot of ears in my beers, lady. Crazy, daily, ears at my crib, same. Dip and get me to drop some cheers on your lid, maybe. We in Canada partying like some animals. Even my tour manager know that tweeting will vanish. Tweet the day after and say my party was an amateur. Granted, the lost camera planted in dark canisters. Keys you will receive right when you leave. Please, I'm on your knees. You cannot leave, not I see. Put away your phone, Yahtzee. And don't be flicking like the fucking paparazzi. We live in covert, Flavor Flav, no. We let you see what we want to and when we say so.
Monitor,
her tweet and gossip is really out of her.
That's why
I think I don't have that many followers.
Dude, I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Dude, I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
What the fuck you mean, am I mad? 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, and you sitting here talking to me about Twitter. Twitter, man. Fuck. That's some bullshit, America. Go hashtag that, bitch.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Do what I told you, I told you, I told you.
Don't tweet this.
Yes, we do not want to be tweeting that Havoc's pissing on Juggler Riot Radio.
I had myself on mute the entire time.
Right. I heard you starting to go piss, so start playing songs.
Yeah, shockingly enough, he actually got to a track on time.
Woo! Yeah, I was going to play Shut the Fuck Up right then, but that doesn't really... Actually, it would probably work better. But I knew you would probably be pitching for longer than 10 seconds. So I was like, yeah, pass.
Yeah,
that doesn't really... an encore.
Yeah, that doesn't really do anything to, you know, I'm pissing, so shut the fuck up. Don't really make sense.
Shut the fuck up.
Still pissing.
Encore. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Okay, I think he's done now.
No singing at my funeral. No singing at my funeral. That's right, nigga. the classic Eshawn.
Hell yeah.
The hell is he doing nowadays?
That's all.
Oh yeah, that shit. That like eight minute long song and video and shit.
Yep.
With the girl biting the dude's dick off and shit. No.
Well, I'm talking gibberish. I think it's a good time to hang up.
Sounds good. Bye.